Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We know the coronavirus can hit anyone, but it's had the biggest impact on the elderly. So not surprising, the outbreak is dramatically hitting Meals on Wheels, the venerable food service program for the vulnerable, delivering meals to more than 2 million people across the country, including many for whom it is the only meal of the day. Meals on Wheels America President and CEO Ellie Hollander is here. Ellie, so many things to think about here. You know, more people over 60 are staying home because they're being told to, so you may feel more need soon. But how are you delivering to the elderly when this is the population that's supposed to isolate?
Hi, Robin. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, Meals on Wheels programs, as you know, are designed to focus on this highly vulnerable population on a good day. So in light of the pandemic, they are pivoting very quickly to anticipate and scale to many more seniors needing meals at home. Previously, many programs had senior centers, cafes, community dining facilities where seniors would go not only for a nutritious meal, but also for really important socialization and exercise, education. And those have now been sort of transformed into grab-and-go or takeout-type locations. Mm-hmm. We are definitely seeing an increased demand for home-delivered meals.
Well, you know, you do different things. You deliver to people at home, but you also have these senior centers that you bring congregate meals to. They're closed, many of the senior centers. So you're saying there's more of a takeout drive-through style now.
Exactly. They're trying to mobilize those locations for seniors that are able to get out or for loved ones who are able to drive to pick up maybe a pack of meals so that, frozen or shelf-stable, so that seniors can stay in their own homes longer, which is what we're all supposed to be doing if we're 60 and over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and your volunteers, we asked how, you know, what do you do with people at home who may not want to come out because they want to isolate? So many of your volunteers are just knocking on the people's doors, putting the food down and leaving. But some people can't come get it, I'm assuming.
Right. So we do have a no-touch approach to be consistent with CDC and local health officials' guidelines that our staff and volunteers who are still able are coming to the home, letting the senior know ahead of time or knocking very loudly. They're used to having us come, so they're waiting for us. And then stepping back, putting the meal there, and still having, to the extent that we can, a conversation from afar, 6 feet or greater, to make sure that the Meals on Wheels deliverer and the client are safe. Mm. You're right that, Robin, in some cases, we do have some seniors who require us to cross the threshold into the home. So we're being very careful about that, practicing all the appropriate protocols to make sure that we're not touching anyone, but that we are, if it's extenuating circumstances, making sure that that senior is getting a meal and someone to check in on them.
Yeah, and many of your volunteers are also over 60 years of age, so some of them might be concerned about their own health. But I know you're also concerned about funding. You've been working with lawmakers. How is the emergency funding? Some of that is going to go to your program.
That's right. So just last week, the president signed into law the first, I'm not going to get it right, so I'm just going to say a coronavirus emergency fund that provides $250 million for senior nutrition programs, including home-delivered meals. This emergency supplemental funding will enable us to provide millions more meals over the next couple of months in anticipation of increased demand. It's a Families First Coronavirus Response Fund. There you go.
Right. And in just a minute and a half we have left, most of your food we know comes from caterers and restaurants. Are you still going to be able to get that?
Yeah, I think that there's incredible concern about we're all going to the same food sources for the ingredients that we need for our meals. So far, so good, but I think we're anticipating that as demand increases, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. So we're making sure that Meals on Wheels programs and the food producers that we rely on are identified as essential services so they can continue to operate during this pandemic.
Yeah. And look, as we said, you know, this is sometimes the only meal that some of your clients receive. It is incredibly important. It's great that you're going to get some of the emergency funding that's coming out of Washington. But you've also set up a Meals on Wheels COVID-19 Response Fund. People can help, and just briefly, help's needed.
It absolutely is. We would encourage anyone who has discretionary income in light of the market and everything else to give what they can. This will help us with direct local response as well as continuing our nationwide response, doing a twofold full court press. So we encourage people to get on the website and donate if they can.
We'll link you up at hearnow.org. Meals on Wheels President and CEO Ellie Hollander, thanks. And thanks for your good work. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.